Chapter 1. Your License to Drive. This chapter provides information about how to obtain a Minnesota driver's license. Getting your license to drive. Anyone who drives a motor vehicle on public streets or highways in Minnesota must carry a valid and unexpired driver's license. If you have never had a driver's license in any state or country, you must pass a knowledge test and a vision test, apply for an instruction permit, and pass a road test. If your Minnesota driver's license has been expired for more than 1 year, but less than 5 years, you must pass a knowledge test and a vision test before applying for a new license. If you are moving to Minnesota from another state, certain U.S. territories, or Canada, you can obtain a license by passing the knowledge and vision tests. You have up to 60 days after becoming a resident to obtain your regular Minnesota license or permit, with a commercial license up to 30 days. You must also present a valid driver's license, or one expired for less than 1 year, from your former home state. If your former home state license is expired more than 1 year, you will also be required to pass a road test. If you have a motorcycle endorsement on your out-of-state license, you can obtain a Minnesota endorsement by passing a test and paying the appropriate fees. See Identification Requirements. If you are moving to Minnesota from a country other than the United States or Canada, you must pass a knowledge test, a vision test, and a road test even if you have a valid license from your former country. You will not be eligible to receive your Minnesota driver's license until you have presented all other driver's licenses and identification cards in your possession to the Department of Public Safety. Who does not need a Minnesota license? You may drive a motor vehicle on public roads in Minnesota without a valid Minnesota driver's license or permit if you meet one of these exceptions. You are a non-resident who is at least 15 years of age and have in your possession a valid driver's license issued to you in your home state or country. You have become a resident of Minnesota and have a valid driver's license issued by another state, a Canadian province, or U.S. military authority. You have up to 60 days after becoming a resident to obtain your regular Minnesota license. You have a valid commercial driver's license from another state. In this case, you have up to 30 days after becoming a Minnesota resident to obtain your commercial Minnesota license. You are employed by, or in service to, the U.S. government and you are driving or operating, for military purposes, a commercial motor vehicle for the U.S. government. You are not a Minnesota resident, are at least 18 years of age, your home country does not require drivers to be licensed, and the vehicle you drive is registered for the current year in your home country. You may legally drive this vehicle in Minnesota for not more than 90 days in any calendar year without a valid license or permit. You temporarily drive a farm tractor or other farm implement on a public roadway. You are operating a snowmobile. To learn about laws that apply to driving snowmobiles, visit the Department of Natural Resources website at www.dnr.state.mn.us. You are a railroad operator operating a railroad locomotive or train or on-track equipment upon the rails. This includes operation while crossing a street or highway, whether public or private. Who cannot be licensed? A Minnesota driver's license or instruction permit will not be issued to you if you fail to present proper identification, you fail to complete or pass any part of the required driver's license tests, you are unable to read and understand official road signs or understand state traffic laws, you are under 15 years of age, you are under 18 years of age, do not have a valid license from another state, and cannot present a certificate proving that you have completed an approved driver education course. You are 18 years of age or younger and have possessed an instruction permit for less than 6 months. You are 19 years of age or older and have possessed an instruction permit for less than 3 months. Your license is suspended and you have not met all reinstatement requirements. Your license is canceled. a court has ruled you to be mentally incompetent, and the Department of Public Safety has determined that you are incapable of driving a motor vehicle safely. The Commissioner of Public Safety has determined you to be incapable of driving a motor vehicle safely because of a physical or mental disability. The Commissioner of Public Safety has good cause to believe that permitting you to operate a motor vehicle would be detrimental to public safety. Bring identification. You must present proper identification that verifies your first, middle, and last name and your date of birth to take the knowledge and road tests. You must also present proper identification when you apply for an instruction permit, driver's license, or state identification card. To apply for a Minnesota driver's license, identification card, or instruction permit, you must present one of the following: a current Minnesota driver's license, identification card, or instruction permit. A Minnesota driver's license, identification card, or instruction permit which displays your photograph and has been expired for 5 years or less. A Minnesota driver's license, identification card, or instruction permit which does not display your photograph that is current or expired for 1 year or less. If the name on your Minnesota driver's license, identification card, or instruction permit has changed, or the names on your primary and secondary documents do not match, you must also present proof of your legal name change or changes. Acceptable proof consists of certified marriage certificates, certified divorce decrees, or other certified court orders. Divorce decrees or other court orders must specify the name change. Your identity and name change documents need to show a clear link between your primary and secondary documents. The name on the Minnesota driver's license, identification card, or instruction permit that is issued to you will be the name on the primary document or legal name change document. If you cannot provide one of these documents, you must present one primary and one secondary identification document. The primary document must include your full name and the month, day, and year of your birth. Documents not in English must be accompanied by a qualified English translation. See page 5. Documents are subject to verification and may not be accepted if laminated or otherwise altered. Photocopies of primary and secondary documents are not acceptable. Fraudulent documents may be confiscated. If you are a temporary U.S. resident, you may need to show additional proof of your lawful admission period, such as Form I-20, DS-2019, I-797, or other official immigration document or receipt. Primary documents: certified birth record issued by a Government Bureau of Vital Statistics or Board of Health in the United States, District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, or the U.S. Virgin Islands. A hospital-issued certificate is not acceptable. Certificate of Birth Abroad issued by the U.S. Department of State, FS-545 or DS-1350. Report of Birth Abroad of a U.S. citizen issued by a U.S. embassy, FS-240. Certified Adoption Certificate from a U.S. court. Valid, unexpired U.S. passport book or card. Unexpired active duty, reserve, or retired U.S. military identification card, DD-2, or Geneva Convention Common Access card. Secure, unexpired Minnesota tribal identification card. Valid, unexpired passport from a country other than the United States, with an unexpired I-551 stamp or an unexpired I-94 arrival and departure form. Canadian birth certificate or naturalization certificate with a valid I-94 form attached. Certificate must be presented with a photo secondary document issued by a Canadian government agency. One of the following valid, unexpired documents issued by the U.S. Department of Justice or U.S. Department of Homeland Security: employment authorization card with photo, I-688 or I-766 series. Permanent resident or resident alien card, I-551 or I-151. Re-entry permit or refugee travel document, I-327, I-571. Certificate of naturalization, N-550, N-570, or N-578. Certificate of citizenship, N-560, N-561, or N-645. U.S. Citizen Identification Card, I-179 or I-197. Northern Mariana Card, I-873. American Indian Card, I-872. Secondary Documents. Another Primary Document. Photo Driver's License, State Identification Card, or Permit issued by another U.S. state, the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, or a Canadian province or territory that is current or expired for 5 years or less. U.S. Social Security Card, non-metal, or Canadian Social Insurance Card. Certified birth certificate from a government jurisdiction other than the United States, the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, or the U.S. Virgin Islands. Certified government-issued marriage certificate. Certified U.S. or Canadian court order, including your full name and date of birth. Certified secondary or post-secondary school transcript containing your full legal name and date of birth. Current secondary school, grades 7 through 12, student ID card with name, photograph, and date of birth or unique identification number. Identification card must have the academic or school year or issue date printed on the card. Government employee photo identification card from a jurisdiction in the United States or Canada. Current identification card issued by the U.S. Department of Defense, DD-1173 or DD-214. Unexpired color photo permit to carry a firearm or concealed weapon issued by a U.S. police department or sheriff. Current pilot's license issued by the Federal Aviation Administration. Verification of name change. If you legally change your name through marriage, divorce, or a court order, you must show proof of the change. You must present a certified marriage certificate, a certified court order specifying the name change, or a certified divorce decree or dissolution of marriage certificate specifying the name change. If you have had a series of name changes, you must provide documentation of all of those changes. Translation of documents. All documents presented in a language other than English must be accompanied by an English translation. The English translation must be accompanied by a certificate documenting that the translation is true and accurate. A sample translator certificate is available on the Driver and Vehicle Services website at dvs.dps.mn.gov, at driver examination stations, and at driver's license offices. The translator must not be related to you by blood or marriage and must meet one of the following criteria: accredited by the American Translators Association, certified by a court, approved by an embassy or consulate of the United States or by a diplomatic or consular official of a foreign country assigned to or accredited by the United States, affiliated with or approved by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services, or a government jurisdiction within the United States. An attorney licensed to practice in the United States or affiliated with such an attorney. A vendor approved to provide translation service for the state of Minnesota. Social Security number. Applicants for Minnesota Driver and Vehicle Services cards are required to provide their Social Security number, SSN, on the application form. Applicants who have not been issued a SSN must certify that information on the form. Your Social Security number is private information that will be secure on the driver's license information system and accessible only to those lawfully authorized to access it. Social Security numbers are not located on or embedded in driver's licenses or identification cards. The Knowledge Test. You can take the knowledge test at driver examination stations located throughout the state. The knowledge test contains multiple choice and true or false questions that evaluate your knowledge and understanding of Minnesota traffic laws and road signs. The knowledge test may be offered on paper or on a computer. At exam stations where the test is offered on a computer, you can take the test in English or one of several other languages. Headphones are available, upon request, to allow you to hear the questions as you read them. You may take only one knowledge test per day. You must obtain a score of 80% to pass. You must show proper identification before you will be permitted to take the test. If you are under 18 years of age, you must present a certificate of enrollment, blue card, from an approved driver education course showing that you have completed the classroom portion of the course and have enrolled in behind the wheel training. Classroom instruction is not required if you are 18 years of age or older. For information on homeschooling rules and regulations, go to dvs.dps.mn.gov. If you fail two consecutive knowledge tests, you will be charged a fee of $10 to take a third test and any subsequent knowledge test. The Vision Screening. Your eyes will be screened when you apply for or renew your driver's license or instruction permit. This is not a medical examination. This is a screening to determine whether your vision meets minimum standards. Your normal or corrected vision must be at least 20/40, and your peripheral vision must be at least 105 degrees. If your peripheral vision is less than 105 degrees, or if you fail the vision screening, you will be asked to see an eye doctor and return the doctor's report to the Driver and Vehicle Services Driver Evaluation Unit. The purpose of the report is to determine whether you see well enough to drive safely or if vision correction or other restrictions are needed. The Road Test. The road test consists of a demonstration of your vehicle's safety equipment, your vehicle control skills, and a driving performance test. You will be tested on the rules of the road and your ability to drive a motor vehicle safely under normal traffic conditions. The examiner will evaluate your awareness of risks and your reaction to them. You will be evaluated on your ability to use good observation at intersections, when changing lanes, and in other situations. You will not be asked to do anything illegal during the test. When you have the necessary driving skills and meet all the requirements, you are ready to take the road test. We encourage you to make an appointment for your test at dvs.dps.mn.gov or, in the Seven County metro area, call 651-284-1234. In order to take the road test, you must present your valid instruction permit and current proof of insurance in the form of an original insurance identification card or policy. If you are under 18 years of age, you must present a certificate of course completion, or white card, that proves you have completed an approved driver education course and behind-the-wheel instruction. You must provide your own vehicle to take the test. Neighborhood electric vehicles, NEVs, may not be used for this test. If a rental vehicle is going to be used for the road test, the person taking the test must be listed as the driver on the rental agreement. The vehicle doors must open from both the inside and the outside. Seat belts must work properly. The headlights, tail lights, turn signals, and brake lights must be in working order. Any equipment required by restrictions on your license or instruction permit must be in working order unless you are attempting to have the restrictions removed. Smoking is not allowed during the test, and the vehicle must be free of smoke before the examiner enters the vehicle. No electronic devices or cell phone usage is allowed during the test. No passengers, other than the driver examiner, may occupy the vehicle while you are taking the test. This includes pets, children, and interpreters. Loose objects that could break or cause injury must be removed from the vehicle prior to the road test. If you fail two consecutive road tests, you will be charged a fee of $20 to take a third test and any subsequent road test. Vehicle safety equipment demonstration. You will be asked to perform a safety equipment check of your vehicle before you begin the road test. It must be in safe working condition and have all necessary equipment. You will be required to present current proof of insurance and demonstrate knowledge about proof of insurance, original insurance identification card or policy. Photocopies or internet copies are not acceptable. Seat adjustment. Seat belts. Emergency, parking, brake. Activating headlights, high and low beams. Vehicles with fully automatic headlights require the driver to manually activate the high and low beam headlights. Activating hazard warning lights, four-way flashers. Horn, windshield wipers, windshield defroster and fan controls, mirrors. This list does not contain all equipment and items required by law. If you are unable to pass the safety equipment demonstration, you will not be allowed to finish the road test that day. Vehicle control skills and driving performance. During the road test, you will be examined and evaluated on your control of the vehicle, ability to parallel park, ability to park on a hill, response to traffic and road conditions, traffic signs and signals, ability to signal and perform right and left turns properly, ability to use both marked and unmarked lanes of traffic, observation and consideration of pedestrians and other drivers, ability to perform the 90-degree backing skill maneuver. This simulates backing into a 10-foot-wide driveway or parking space. These actions will cause you to fail the road test immediately, disobeying a traffic law, dangerous, careless, or reckless driving, including any action that could result in a traffic crash, inability to control your vehicle or complete a maneuver without assistance from the examiner, involving your vehicle in a crash that you could have avoided even if you are not legally at fault, not cooperating with the examiner or refusing to do something the examiner asks. If you fail the road test, you may retake it after you have had time to improve your driving skills. You will be assigned practice time that must be completed before your next road test is given. If you fail the road test four times, you must complete at least 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction with a licensed instructor before taking the road test again. When you pass the road test, you may apply for your Minnesota driver's license. If you are under 18 years of age, your parent, legal guardian, county-appointed foster parent, or director of the transitional living program in which you reside must sign and approve your application. The validated record of your road test score and your application receipt will serve as your temporary driver's license until you receive your permanent driver's license in the mail. Medical conditions. An application for an instruction permit or driver's license includes questions about medical conditions. Providing false information on the application could result in the loss of driving privileges. If you have a medical condition, you may be asked to provide a statement from a physician that indicates whether or not the condition interferes with your ability to drive safely. If you have a permit or license, and you are diagnosed with insulin-managed diabetes, epilepsy, or a medical condition that could cause loss of consciousness, you must submit a statement from a physician within 30 days of the diagnosis. The statement must indicate whether or not the condition interferes with your ability to drive safely. Medical statements should be sent to the Driver and Vehicle Services Driver Evaluation Unit, 445 Minnesota Street, Suite 170, St. Paul, Minnesota 55101-5170. For more information, contact the Driver Evaluation Unit at 651-296-2025. Parents' approval for under age 18. If you are under 18 years of age, one of your parents, a court-appointed guardian, a county-appointed foster parent, or the director of the transitional living program in which you reside must approve your application for a driver's license or instruction permit. If your parents are divorced, your custodial parent or a step-parent married to your custodial parent may approve your application. If you have no living parents or guardian, or if you are married or legally emancipated, a close family member, employer, or a spouse who is at least 18 years of age may sign your application. Approval can be withdrawn by the individual who signs the application. Forms can be obtained at driver's license renewal offices and examination stations and on the Driver and Vehicle Services website at dvs.dps.mn.gov. If you are a foreign exchange student, your host sponsors are not authorized to sign your application. You will need two application forms to send to your parents for notarized signatures. One is for the instruction permit, and the other is for the provisional license. The GDL system. Minnesota has a graduated driver's licensing, GDL, system, which is designed to ease inexperienced drivers into the driving environment. Under the GDL system, anyone 18 years of age or younger must hold an instruction permit for at least 6 months before taking a road test. When you have passed the road test, you may apply for your license. Your instruction permit. The first step to becoming a licensed driver is to obtain an instruction permit. The permit is valid for 2 years of practice driving with a licensed driver sitting in the front passenger seat. It is illegal to practice driving without a valid instruction permit. When you drive, you must have your instruction permit in immediate possession. To qualify and obtain an instruction permit, you must be at least 15 years of age, complete 30 hours of classroom instruction and be enrolled in behind-the-wheel instruction, or be enrolled in a concurrent driver education course and have completed the first 15 classroom hours of the curriculum. If you are 18 years of age or older, the classroom and behind-the-wheel instruction is not required. Comply with identification requirements. Pass a vision screening and a knowledge test. Complete a license application and pay the required instruction permit fee. Under 18. If you are under 18 years of age, the supervising driver must be 21 years of age or older. Every occupant must wear a seatbelt or use a child passenger restraint system, and you may not use or talk on a cell phone while driving with or without a hands-free cell phone device. 18 and older. If you are 18 years of age or older, the supervising driver must be at least 18 years of age, and all passengers must wear a seatbelt or use a child passenger restraint system. After the required 6 months of practice driving, 3 months if you are 19 years of age or older, you may take the road test. For road test scheduling information, see Chapter 9 of this manual. Before you will be allowed to take the road test, you must present to the driver examiner your valid instruction permit and current proof of insurance on the vehicle. If your instruction permit is lost or expired, you may apply for a new permit. The new permit will be valid for 2 years from the date of application. Your provisional license. The provisional license is the second phase of the GDL system. This license is valid for 2 years from the application date and has restrictions that do not apply to a full driver's license. Every occupant must wear a seatbelt or use a child passenger restraint system, and you may not use or talk on a cell phone while driving. This includes using a hands-free cell phone device. To qualify for your provisional license, you must be at least 16 years of age, have completed the classroom and behind-the-wheel phases of driver education. Have held an instruction permit for 6 months with no convictions for moving or alcohol or controlled substance violations. Submit a supervised driving log. Parents or guardians have two options regarding the supervised driving log. Complete a supplemental parent class provided by a driver education program approved in Minnesota, and then submit a supervised driving log showing their teen has completed at least 40 hours of supervised driving, 15 of which are nighttime hours, or if the parent or guardian chooses not to complete the supplemental parent class, the driving log must show that their teen has completed at least 50 hours of supervised driving, 15 of which are nighttime hours. Have passed a road test. A parent, court-appointed guardian, county-appointed foster parent, or director of the transitional living program in which you reside must sign and approve your license application and certify that you have driven under the supervision of a licensed driver who is at least 21 years of age for not less than 30 hours. At least 10 of the 30 supervised hours must have taken place at night. When you have completed these requirements, you may apply for your provisional license and pay the appropriate fee. Provisional drivers are subject to nighttime and passenger limitations. During the first 6 months of licensure, driving is prohibited from midnight until 5 a.m. unless the provisional driver is accompanied by a licensed driver at least 25 years of age. Driving between home and work. Driving between home and a school event for which the school does not provide transportation. Driving for employment purposes. Additionally, for the first 6 months of licensure, only one passenger under the age of 20 is permitted, unless accompanied by a parent or guardian. During the second 6 months of licensure, no more than three passengers under the age of 20 are permitted, unless accompanied by a parent or guardian. Note: passengers under 20 who are members of the provisional driver's immediate family are permitted during both time periods. Vanessa's Law. An unlicensed teen driver with a crash-related moving violation or an alcohol or controlled substance-related violation, a violation of one or more statutes, including DWI, implied consent, open bottle, or underage drinking and driving and not a drop law, cannot be given a license, instruction permit, or provisional license until age 18. At 18, the driver must pass the knowledge test or tests, fulfill reinstatement requirements, including payment of fees, which can be up to $680 depending on circumstances, obtain an instruction permit and hold it for at least 6 months, pass the road test. A licensed teen driver with a provisional license whose driving privileges were revoked due to a crash-related moving violation or an alcohol or controlled substance-related violation cannot regain a license until age 18. At that time, the person must complete the following steps to obtain a full driver's license: fulfill all reinstatement requirements, including the payment of fees, which can be up to $680 depending on circumstances; complete the classroom portion of a formal driver education course; pass the knowledge test; obtain an instruction permit and hold it for 3 months; complete the behind-the-wheel portion of a driver education course. Getting your Class D driver's license. To qualify for your Class D driver's license, you must be at least 18 years of age, or have held a provisional license for at least 12 consecutive months with no convictions for alcohol violations, controlled substance violations, or crash-related moving violations, and have had not more than one conviction for a moving violation that is not crash-related. If you are under 18 years of age, you must certify that you have driven for not less than 10 hours under the supervision of a licensed driver who is at least 21 years of age. You must complete an application for a driver's license and pay the license fee. If you upgrade from a provisional license and have no violations on your record, you will receive a $3.50 credit toward the fee. If you are under 21 years of age, you will receive a license that is marked under 21. This license will expire on your 21st birthday. You may apply for an over 21 license 3 weeks before your 21st birthday. From then on, it will expire every 4 years on your birthday. Exceptions to minimum age requirement. A 15-year-old may qualify for a restricted farm work driver's license, a special medical driver's license, or a motorized bicycle, moped, permit after completing a driver education course and passing a road test. A restricted farm work driver's license allows a young person to help a parent or guardian with farm work. The license holder may drive alone to perform farm work during daylight hours within 20 miles of the farmhouse in cities with populations of less than 100,000. To obtain a farm work driver's license, the applicant's parent or legal guardian must fill out an affidavit, which is available at all driver's license examination stations. The completed affidavit must be presented to the driver examiner at the time of the road test, along with a property tax statement that classifies the property as agricultural. If the parent or guardian rents the farmland, a rental agreement and property tax statement are required. Applicants do not need to wait 6 months before taking the road test for this license, but must apply for an instruction permit and present a certificate of completion from an approved behind-the-wheel driver education course. The farm work restriction can be removed after the driver holds an instruction permit for 6 months and reaches 16 years of age. The farm work restriction will remain in effect until the driver applies to have it removed. A special medical driver's license may be issued to a 15-year-old when there are no licensed drivers in the household, and the applicant must drive a motor vehicle for personal medical needs or those of a family member. A written statement from a parent or legal guardian and a letter from a physician that describes the need for the special medical driver's license must be submitted for approval before a road test is given. The Commissioner of Public Safety may set conditions and limits to ensure public safety. The applicant must have an instruction permit for 6 months and complete an approved driver education course before taking the road test for this license. A 15-year-old can obtain a motorized bicycle permit after completing a motorized bicycle safety course and passing a knowledge test, vision test, and skills test. Driver's license classifications. Your driver's license allows you to drive a motor vehicle on public streets and highways. You must carry your license with you at all times when you are driving a motor vehicle. You must have the appropriate class of license and endorsement for the type of vehicle you are driving. Information about your license class and any endorsements or restrictions will be listed on the back of your driver's license. There are 4 classes of driver's licenses and several endorsements available to Minnesota drivers. Below is a brief description of the different license classes and endorsements. Class D license. This is the most common license for Minnesota drivers. If you have a Class D driver's license, you may operate all single-unit vehicles, cars, pickups, and small trucks, except those with a gross vehicle weight of 26,001 pounds or more, vehicles designed to carry more than 15 passengers, including the driver, and vehicles that carry hazardous materials. Any farm truck transporting agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies, including hazardous materials, within 150 miles of the farm. The farm truck must be operated by the farmer, his or her immediate family member, or an employee of the farmer. Authorized emergency vehicles, whether or not in excess of 26,000 pounds gross vehicle weight. Recreational vehicles, motorhomes and camping trailers, operated for your personal use. Motorized bicycles. Motorcycles with the appropriate license endorsement. Neighborhood electric vehicles, NEVs. You may also tow a trailer or other vehicle if it has a gross vehicle weight of 10,000 pounds or less, or It has a gross vehicle weight of more than 10,000 pounds, but the combined gross vehicle weight of the vehicle and trailer is 26,000 pounds or less. License endorsements. You must have an endorsement on your license in order to drive motorcycles, buses, school buses, double and triple trailers, tank vehicles, and if you carry hazardous materials. All endorsements require additional knowledge tests. Bus, school bus, and motorcycle endorsements require specialized road tests. Commercial driver's licenses. Class A, B, and C licenses are called commercial driver's licenses, CDL. A CDL allows you to drive all Class D vehicles in addition to certain types of vehicles included in each driver's license class. Class C license. With a hazardous materials endorsement, a Class C license holder may transport hazardous materials in a Class D vehicle. With a tanker endorsement, you may carry hazardous liquid or gaseous materials in a permanently mounted or portable tank. Class B license. A Class B license, with necessary endorsements, allows the holder to operate all Class C and D vehicles and all other single-unit vehicles. The holder of a Class B license may only tow vehicles with a gross vehicle weight of 10,000 pounds or less when operating a Class B power unit. Class A license. With appropriate endorsements, a Class A license is valid for any vehicle or trailer combination. CDL information. For more information about CDLs and CDL requirements, see the Minnesota Commercial Driver's Manual, which includes the Minnesota School Bus Driver's Handbook. These are available on the Driver and Vehicle Services website at dvs.dps.mn.gov. Note, if you operate any class of vehicle as an employer or employee, you may be subject to commercial motor carrier requirements. These requirements may apply to single-unit and combination vehicles of more than 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight, such as construction vehicles, vehicles used to deliver packages and other items, and vehicles designed or used to transport more than 8 passengers, including the driver. In order to legally operate these vehicles, you may need to possess a valid U.S. Department of Transportation medical examiner's certificate. You may also be subject to restrictions on the number of hours you drive and to vehicle maintenance and inspection requirements. For more information, contact the Minnesota State Patrol at 651-405-6171 or the Minnesota Department of Transportation Office of Freight and Commercial Vehicle Operations at 651-215-6330. CDL for persons under 21 years of age. Minnesota residents under 21 years of age can obtain a CDL. The license will carry specific restrictions. License renewal and replacement. A driver's license issued by the state of Minnesota expires on your birthday and must be renewed every 4 years after you reach 21 years of age. If your current license is lost, damaged, or destroyed, you must apply for a duplicate license. If you have lost your license, you must present proper identification when it is time to renew it. Applicants for license renewal must pass a vision test. Name or address change. If you change your name or address before your license expires, you must apply for a duplicate, replacement, license within 30 days. If you need a replacement instruction permit, you must renew your permit. Active military service. If you are in active military service with the U.S. Armed Forces and have a valid, unexpired Minnesota driver's license upon entering military service, you are not required to renew your license until you are separated or discharged, regardless of your length of service. To ensure that your driving record will be maintained, you need to submit military documents to DVS that shows your date of entry into the military. Documents need to be mailed to Driver and Vehicle Services, 445 Minnesota Street, Suite 180, St. Paul, Minnesota 55101. If you have questions, Call DVS at 651-297-3298. You must renew your license within 1 year of your separation or discharge from active military service by presenting your Minnesota driver's license and your DD-214 military discharge papers. This exception also applies to spouses of those in active military service if the spouse does not reside in Minnesota during the active military service period. Selective service. If you are between the ages of 18 and 26 and are a U.S. citizen or resident, you will be registered with the U.S. Selective Service when you apply for any Minnesota Driver and Vehicle Services card. If you are under 18 years of age, DVS will withhold Selective Service registration until your 18th birthday. Consent to registration at the time of application is in compliance with the Military Selective Service Act, U.S. Code Title 50 Appendix, Section 453. State Identification Cards. You can apply for a Minnesota identification card at an office that accepts driver's license applications. You must present at least one primary and one secondary identity document, as defined in this chapter. Driver and Vehicle Services will not issue an identification card to a person who has a valid driver's license or instruction permit.